Welcome to the Kingdom Life podcast, where we equip ourselves with godly wisdom so that we can go into the world as kings and priests, manifesting all that the kingdom of God is.
The days ordained for me were written in your book. And when you came to the earth, your story was written on your spirit man, your subconscious mind, the one that controls your heartbeat, the one that controls your digestive system, the one that controls your breath, your breathing, that you don't even think about how you breathe. That's where the story is written. So all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious are your thoughts? What God did was, he took his thoughts and he made it a story for your life. And he wrote that into your heart, your thinking. And so some important points that if we tie this up to other scriptures, you'll see that it makes a lot of sense. Jeremiah says this in Jeremiah chapter 1. It says, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I have set you apart and have appointed you as a prophet to the nations. So what God did, God took his thoughts, his purpose, his mission, his vision for Jeremiah's life. And he hitched it in the subconscious mind, the spirit man, of Jeremiah at conception. And that's why Jeremiah could say those words. He received those words from God before you were formed in your mother's womb. I've already declared what your life would be. In Psalms 40, verse 7, it says, and God says, that, the psalmist says, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me. There's volumes that have been written about you. Thy law is within my heart. So your story, ladies and gentlemen, is a finished story. It's written. It's down there in the innermost parts of your being. You need to take time to read it. You need to take time to understand it so that you would know how it's going to plan out. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, I think it's verse 13 to 18. It says this. You show that you are a letter from Christ. A letter is an epistle or a book. So basically, the point here is, Paul says, you're a book from Christ. And he says, part of the book is the result of our ministry. So he's taking some credit. He says, well, listen, you're a book, but we're the one that made sure you understand the contents of the book. You were not written with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on the tablets of human hearts. And he says, if the ministry of the Old Testament brought condemnation, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness? Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we are all unveiled faces, contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into this image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Let me explain what that means. Firstly, it says that you're a book. You're a story. And you are telling your story to the world. The interesting thing, you read it carefully, you've got to read it with what the idea behind the words, the thinking behind the words. That's what you've got to get a hold of when you read God's Word. Because the idea and the thinking behind this is this, that you are a story of glory. It says this, you're a story of glory. And the story of glory, what the word glory means, it means God's weight behind you. So you're not a story of just, you know, without any grace and power. No, there's a lot of weight, God's weight behind your story. He's the weight behind your story. He is giving your story credibility. And something that other people need to look and be desired. So, it's a story of glory. You know, if you really want to understand the word glory, you need to look at the story on when Jesus turned water into wine. The Bible says, He turned water into wine, an impossible situation to demonstrate His glory. Whenever there's an impossibility in your life, you need God's weight behind it to make that impossible possible. That's the glory. You remember when Jesus stood before the tomb of Lazarus? What did He say to Martha? He said to Martha, if you believe, you will see the glory of the Lord. If you believe, Martha, you will see the glory of the Lord. What was the glory of the Lord? Jesus standing before the tomb and saying what? Lazarus, come forth. And what happened? And Lazarus came forth. So that was the glory of the Lord. So, the first thing is, it's a story of glory. Secondly, that scripture I read to you, the thought there is, it's a story of freedom. It's how you broke free from whatever was holding you as a prisoner. And how you got to be where you are right now and where you're going to be still. And the third thing is, it's a story of transformation, a life changed. Now, think about this scripture. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 17, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit. Now, where is the Spirit of God? He's inside you, right? So what is God is saying? God is saying, out from inside you, I'm going to do some pouring out. It's not going to come from heaven. You have to understand, first and foremost, where the Spirit of God lives. He lives inside you. So God says, in the last days, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pour something out of my spirit. So the spirit is inside you. So from inside you, God is pouring out. I am going to pour out of my spirit upon all people, flesh. And your sons and daughters will prophesy. And your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. You know what a vision is? You know what a dream is? If you have a dream to become a billionaire, if you have a dream to become successful, if you have a vision, it is your story. This thing we're talking about, pursuing this vision, it's our story. We wrote the story and now we need to go and live that story, you know. So, God says, I'm going to pour out of you this story. And you are going to declare the story. That's what the word prophesy means. And upon my servants and upon my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days, and they will prophesy. You will declare your story, your testimony. Ah, I like this. And God says, I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath with blood, fire, smoke. You know what that is? That's like screenplay, you know. There's your story. And you know, and you're doing like 10 commandments and God says, right, I'll send the fire from heaven and write on the tablets of stone and I'm cause this tree to be on fire and not be burned down. God says, I'll provide the, what's the word, Rob? Theatricals? The, you know, the stunts? The effects? Yeah, the effects. I'll provide the effects. I will move heaven and earth to provide the effects for your story. That's what God is saying. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood before the great and notable day come. Wow. God says, you know, I'll do anything to give your story credibility. Do you know what's the purpose of your story? And it shall come to pass.
Thank you for joining us as we equipped, prepared, and edified ourselves for the week ahead. As you go into the world, may the Lord bless you, protect you, look on you with favor, and keep you. Until next time, God bless.